Proclamation number 8806, May 26, 1964. Knowledge of the original sin is necessary in order to understand the act of salvation, in order to acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Redeemer. You humans lack the knowledge about the first original sin. Consequently, you also consider Jesus Christ's act of salvation just an atonement for your human guilt. Indeed, you even deny his act of salvation because you believe that everyone has to pay for their guilt down to the last coin. This opinion would be understandable if it only concerned the sin you burdened yourself with as human beings. But it concerns the immense first original sin, the Spirit's apostasy from me, a sin which you would never be able to atone for, which thus can never be denied, which is the cause of the whole creation and the reason for my human manifestation in Jesus. For the apostasy from me was caused by the fact that the created beings were unable to see me, and therefore I made myself visible in Jesus. Anyone who merely acknowledges the past original sin by the first human beings will find it incredulous that these sins necessitated a Redeemer. He will always maintain that humanity could not be punished for a sin it had not committed. And therefore, even the sins committed by a sin as such are indeed an offense against my love. But they do not recognize them in their state of darkness, which is the consequence of the immense first original sin. But this sin explains everything, and as long as people do not know about the event of the Spirit's apostasy, they will find it difficult to believe in the divine Redeemer, who died on the cross in utmost pain and torment for the sake of this immense sin, which he had taken upon himself in order to offer this sacrifice of atonement to me. Consequently, every teaching which denies the divine Redeemer, which thus renounces the principle of salvation, will have to be rejected as a misguided teaching, even if his work as an advocate of the divine teaching of love is emphasized. It concerns the redemption of the first original sin, which only I myself could accomplish in the man Jesus, and therefore my human manifestation in him will be comprehensively explained to you. For I myself am a being which cannot be seen by any of my living creations without their ceasing to exist. If I thus wanted you to be able to conceive me visibly, it had to take place in the form of a being like yourselves, which for you was the human being Jesus. Consequently, it is first of all necessary to know about the event of the being's apostasy from me in order to then understand the process of creation of the visible world. Then you will also be able to understand the everlasting battle between light and darkness and the appearance of a Savior for humanity in Jesus Christ, of a non-fallen original spirit in whom I embodied myself, because you had no concept at all of the all-creative strength. And for this reason you can and have to acknowledge a Redeemer who died on the cross on behalf of everyone and who also prayed on behalf of you humans for the remission of your sins. But it cannot be granted to you instantly. Rather, you have to apply to him yourselves because the fall happened voluntarily, and thus the return to him will also have to take place in free will. The fact that a person who seriously strives for perfection will, apart from the original sin, also be forgiven for his sins as a human being need not be doubted. Hence, all guilt will be forgiven, and thus forgiveness is ensured. But since Jesus is only rarely recognized as Redeemer by those who accept the misguided teaching which portrays him as a human being and ascended master, and who do not want to acknowledge my human manifestation in him, they do not ask him for forgiveness of all their sins either. For there is only one who can release them from their guilt. Only one has the power to cancel all sins, and that is Jesus, in whom I myself became a human being. Amen.